would love to be here this morning. They just can't be here right now. And we understand that. I've had this thought on my heart for several days. If I didn't feel it just burning in my soul, I wouldn't even said anything this morning. I'd have just sit down up here and nobody else had a testimony. We'd just prayed and went to the house because God's been here. Let's stand this morning. 2 Kings chapter number 4. I want to read one verse. I want to share a thought or two with you. And then we'll pray. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 26. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse number 26. He says, "Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well. It is well." I want to share just for a few minutes on this thought. It's a question to you and to me. Is it well? Is it well? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You've been good to us this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, you've blessed us. Lord, there's already a lot of people got some help in the altar this morning. And I pray for this next few minutes of time, Father, that you would bless it. God, that you would speak to people's hearts this morning and let them ask themselves this question, is it well? Is it well? We'll give you the praise and all the honor and all the glory for who you are and for what you're doing in this house today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for standing. I want to share a thought or two with you. I don't know how long I'm going to be. I don't even know if I'll preach through all of my notes. But just a thought or two that God's laid on my heart for the message for this morning. This servant went and asked this lady, "Is it well?" "Is it well" means, is everyone safe? Are you happy? Are you in health? And do you have peace? Are you safe in mind and in body? Is it well? Is it well with you today? See, when I begin to study this, you got to understand this lady that was asked this question, her and her husband seen Elisha and his servant by the name of Gehazi kept coming by their place. And this lady told her husband, said, "We need to build something for these men. We need to build them a place where they can come and rest and get something to eat." And we find in the Word of God that this lady and her husband built what you and I would call a prophet's chambers for Elisha and his servant Gehazi. And as Elisha and Gehazi talked, and they realized how blessed they was, they asked themselves this question, what could we do for this family? What could we do to be a blessing for them? And the servant Gehazi said to the man of God, Elisha, he said, wouldn't it be a blessing if they would be blessed with a child because they have no children? And her husband, he's old and up in years. We find that Elisha called for her and told her, said, by this time next season, you and your husband is going to have a child. You study on in this text, in this chapter number 4, you'll find that as time goes by, the husband is out working in the field. The child is out there working with him. He's old enough now to be working. He's old enough now to be in the fields. And he cried out and he said, "My head, my head." The Bible says that the man sent one of his servants and said, "Take the boy home to be with his mama." You read in the text where This lady was sitting there on the porch. They come bringing this boy home, and he got up in his mom's lap, and she held him. And the Bible says that that child died. Child right there died in his mother's arms sitting on the porch. That mother takes that child and carries him to the prophet's chambers that her and her husband had built for Elijah and Gehazi. Takes him up and lays him on Elijah's bed. She goes to her husband and says, I've got to go meet the man of God. I've got to go. And he says, well, it's not Sabbath time. It's not time to go and worship. She says, but I got to go. Got one of the servants and loaded up and headed out towards Elisha and Gehazi. And when the servant looked up, he saw her coming. And he said, this is that lady coming here, Elisha. And then this is the scripture that we just read. Elisha says, go out, meet her and talk to her. And when he run and met her, that's what he said to her. That's what we just read. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. When I first began to study this scripture, I thought, man, what a blessing that she answered to this servant, it is well, it is well, it is well. That was the answer that she gave to the servant, it is well. And if I was to stand up here this morning just trying to be a servant of the Lord and ask you that same question, is it well with you, ma'am? Is it well with you, sir? And is it well with you, sons and daughters? You would probably give the same answer that she gave to that servant, Gehazi, and you would say, it is well with me, it is well with my husband, and it is well with my child. But you and I know that it was not all going well for this lady. Because the Bible teaches us that after she had told that servant it is well, she now runs and falls at the feet of Elisha. And she begins to talk to him. And notice what she says in verse number 27 and 28. When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near and thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? You know, I believe you and I have this same situation going on in our lives today. When someone asks you, is everything okay? Our answer is always, it is well. Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good with me, and everything's good with my husband, and everything's good with our children. I believe that's what we all say. But the Bible teaches us that her soul is vexed. It means that she is grieved and she is heavy. I was given this child, and now he's been taken away. It's amazing to me how we can ask, are you okay? Are you okay? She told the servant everything was fine, but she told the prophet, things are not going well. I would say to you ladies, you mamas here this morning, stay with me, I'm not going to be very long. I already feel like I need to rush along. I want to say to you ladies this morning, all you mamas in the building, I want to ask you this question, the same question that was asked to this lady. Is it well with thee? Is it well with you today, moms? Grandmoms? Is it well with you today? Do you have a relationship with Christ? Do you have the keys, as already been testified this morning? Do you have a desire for the things of the Lord? I would ask you ladies this morning, do you love the Lord? Do you love your husbands? Do you love your kids? So many times when we ask these questions, everybody automatically always says, "Why, yeah, I'm saved. Why, yes, I love the Lord. Why, yes, I love my husband. Well, of course I love my kids." I'd ask you this morning, are you bitter? Are any of you moms bitter this morning? Is there anyone here that is grieved? So many times when we ask those questions, for some reason we won't be honest. We won't be honest with ourselves and we won't be honest with God. I believe as sure as I'm standing here, I was talking with Brother David, our choir leader, about it this week. And I believe this, and please hear this. I believe that it won't be much longer until you and I are going to see the results of what's really going on in our world. I'm telling you, the devil is attacking families. And David reminded me of this, and it was a blessing to me. He said, it's like when you get down in a bomb shelter and you hide yourself from a storm, and then when the storm finally passes by, he said, people come out of their basements, and people come out of their shelters, and they walk out in their yards. You know what they do? They look around at all of the disaster, and they look around at all of the damage, and they stand there in awe, and they say, man, this storm tore up a bunch of stuff. I believe that's what's going to happen. If we're not very careful, we're going to look around and we're going to see the devastation and the damage that this storm has tore up in families and in homes and in our communities. So I would ask you mamas, all of you mamas in the building, if you're a mama, say amen. Is it well with you this morning, Mom? I mean, really? Is it well with you? Is everything okay? I know how it is. There's moms that struggle trying to keep things together, struggle trying to be what you need to be, struggling trying to keep that family on track and in line. You moms struggle. And ain't no doubt about it, you moms struggle with us husbands. You know that we don't think right sometimes, and you know we don't act right sometimes, and you know we don't look at things the way you see them sometimes. I get it. And I'd ask you moms this morning, is it well with thee? Is it well with thee? Are you bitter or grieved over anything? And if you are, I'd beg you to bring it to the Lord today. See, I'm just a servant of the Lord. And we'll read right here where this child dies. And Elisha sends the servant down. And he says, take my staff and lay it upon the child. And everything's going to be okay. And the servant goes and he lays the staff upon the child. But he comes back to the man of God and he says, he's not breathing. See, there's sometimes you can come to me and I'll try my best to help you. And you can go to others and they'll try their best to help you. But if you won't help this morning, moms, you got to come to the Lord. Amen. You got to come to God and fall at His feet and grab a hold of Him and don't let go until God helps you this morning. Is it well with you, moms? Is it well with you, dads? Is everything okay with you men this morning? You dads, if you're a dad, say amen. Is it well with thy husband? Dads, are you saved today? Do you have a desire for the things of the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you love your wife? Do you love your kids? Dads, are you bitter today? Are you grieved? Are you the spiritual leader that you need to be? Do you love your wife the way Christ loves the church? Is it well with thee, Dad? Are we just getting lazy and just letting things go? Are we just kicking back and saying, oh, everything will work out? Are we just putting all the weight of the home on the mom? Are we just barking out rules and not living the rules? Are we just playing games? What are we doing, man? I want to ask you this morning, is it well with you, Dad? Is it really well with you? The servant asked the question, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? Is it well with the child, the son or the daughter? Are you saved, young people, sons, daughters? Do you desire the things of the Lord? Do you love the Lord this morning? Do you love your mom? Do you love your dad? Do you respect them for who they are? Do you? Young person, are you bitter this morning? Are you grieved? It's an amazing thing to me how we go through life and we put a smile on our faces and we... And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking around, I'm seeing the Spirit of God move and the Spirit of God move and the Spirit of God move. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, God is in the house this morning. He's here this morning. I don't know if you recognize it or not, but God's here this morning. And He wants to help you. He wants to help you, Mom. He wants to help you, Dad. He wants to help you, sons and daughters. He wants to help you, preacher. He wants to help you, preacher's wife. He wants to help us this morning. Is it well with thee? Is it well? I had no idea what was in this book. I've had a book laying in my study at home for over 30 years. Laying in my study for over 30 years. When I was a young preacher, young married man, I went to a pastor's conference in Hammond, Indiana, and I was given a book, and I've never read it. Laying in my study for over 30 years. And I opened the pages of it this week. And with all that's been burdening me about a restart, a reboot, let's get back to going again. Let's just start over. Let's just junk everything that's happened in the last year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and let's just get super lightning focused on what God's doing right now in our church and what He's wanting to do with you and with me. Let's just really just reboot and get focused and just love and care and be there and support one another. That's what God's dealt with me about, and I preached it a couple of Sundays ago. And I opened that book, and there was a message that I read that was preached in 1945. It was in this book. And that message that was preached, I was just reading it. I was just reading the message, and it was talking about homes. And I thought to myself, what a coincidence. How God works. Me and my wife personally know 4 families right now. 4 families that we know personally. 4, not 1, not 2, but 4 families right now that said they was Christians, was faithful to church, and loved the Lord, and now they split up and they're going in different directions. Found out about another family this week that is so dear to me and her heart. And when I was reading that message, this is what that man said that was preaching it. And when he said it, it tore everything in me out. I mean, it tore me apart. And this is what he said. He said, God, this was his prayer, God, 24 hours before I disgrace my wife and my children, would you take me home? 24 hours before I would ever disgrace my wife and my children, would you take me home? Don't let me do it. Moms, dads, would you pray that with me this morning? 24 hours before I would ever disgrace my family, God, take me home. Don't let me do it. Oh, if us men would pray that prayer and mean it. Oh, if us moms would pray that prayer and mean it. Oh, what a difference it could make in our families. Before I ever disgrace my family, God, take me home. Is it well with you today, Mom? Is it well with you today, husband? Is it well with you today, sons and daughters? Oh, God. I read one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life, and I'm going to share this with you. And we'll pray this morning. If one of you ladies would come to the piano, it'd be a blessing. A man and his wife, they love the Lord. And this man and his wife was faithful to the things of God. And this man and his wife had 8 kids. I read this. And all 8 of these kids had trusted the Lord as their Savior. Can I hear an amen on that? I'm sorry, I got so tore up right there. No, I'm not. And as this man and his wife raised these 8 children, for some reason, and I don't know the reason, and neither do you, God, one by one, began to take these 8 children home at early ages. As I read this story, it said that after these children got saved, some of them God took home shortly after that. And some of these children was a little older in life, but God took all 8 of this man and his wife's kids home to be with him. And as I read that story, I thought, oh, how grieved that mom and dad must have been. How much sorrow that must have put in that mom and dad's heart that raised these 8 kids, and one by one, God took them home at early ages. This story goes on and says this. This husband and wife is now in their late 80s. Listen real good, please. This husband and wife is now in their late 80s. And the wife is laying on her deathbed. And the husband sitting in a chair beside her holding her hand. And she turns her head to her husband and says, "Honey, it's dark outside." He looked out the window and it wasn't dark, but he said, "It won't be long, it'll be dark, honey." A few minutes later, the wife, on her deathbed, couldn't see good, was fixing to leave this world. She said, "Honey, would you turn on a lamp so I could see?" And he reached over and he cut a lamp on, and she said, "That lamp must be wore out because I still can't see too good." He said, "Yeah, honey, that light's not doing what it's supposed to do." He said, "It'll be okay." This is what she says. In her last words to her husband, she said, "Is everything okay with the house?" He said, "All is well." She said, "Have you shut and locked all the windows before we go to bed tonight?" He said, "Honey, all the windows are shut and locked." She said, "How about the front door? Have you shut it?" He said, "Yeah, darling." He said, "The front door's shut." She asked him this last question. She says, "Are all the kids home and safe?" As he held his wife's hand, the story said tears began to fall down his cheeks. And he squeezed her hand real tight and he said, "They're all home and safe." Whew. And I thought when I read that story, all of the times in life where they must have been grieved, all of the times in life where they was bitter probably, all the times in life where it just didn't seem like probably that everything was fair. But at the end of the day, all the kids was all home. And they was all safe. And when I read that story in that book that's been laying there for 30 years, and God had dealt with me about preaching this message, I couldn't help but think, as that dad held his wife's hand, I couldn't help but think he had to say, "It is well. It is well." Because it won't be long until we're all home and safe. Are you hearing me this morning? Thank you, Miss Gina. Would you play for us, please? Mom, is it well with thee? Seriously, be honest, Mom. Is it well with thee? Is everything okay? Dad. Hey, Dad, is it well with thee? Is everything okay? Children. Sons and daughters, is it well with thee? Is everything okay? Can you leave out of here this morning and say this? It is well. It is well. If you're grieved, let the Lord know you're grieved. If you're bitter, let the Lord know you're bitter. Just talk to Him about it. If you're hurting, talk to the Lord, and He knows why you're hurting. If you're troubled, He knows why you're troubled. If you're struggling with anything, the Lord knows you're struggling. Just bring it to Him. Fall at His feet. As this lady fell at the prophet's feet. And share what's going on in your heart.